A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Father, indeed you are great. Our heart confesses that you are great. Our mouth declares that you are great. Thank you, Lord Jehovah, for reminding us of your splendor as far beyond what eyes can describe. Lord, we are grateful that we are in the presence of majesty on high. Thank you indeed for all the prayers that have been offered, the testimonies that have been shared, the praise that has been raised. We acknowledge that it's all due to you, and no one will share in your glory. Lord, we have come to seek your face. Even as you have graciously brought us into the 11th month of the year 2017. Lord, with shouts of victory, testimonies, O God of liberty, salvation, healing, Lord, you have wrought in your power. Lord, you have also helped us, O God, to walk in your vineyard only by your grace. Even when our body was saying it was weak, your spirit came alongside us and quickened us. And Lord, by your mercies we are standing. We acknowledge your mercy. Lord, we ask that you break your word to us. Even what you intended by cities of refuge, Lord, speak to us. Daddy, help us by your mercy to understand and to appropriate this provision for our lives, for our homes, for this community, for the nations we are in and the nations we've come from. Lord, we ask of you by your spirit that the bread we will have today will satisfy our hunger. Amen. And that we will also drink from the living waters. Thank you, Most High God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's be seated. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Hallelujah. We really thank the name of the Lord. And I bring you greetings from Kendall, the family of Sister Sandy. They send their appreciation. The funeral went well. The Lord helped us. Thank you for your prayers. And I'm really grateful to everyone for the gifts that you gave to me last week. And I say thank you. And I'm grateful that the children could come to spend the evening with me yesterday. I really bless the name of the Lord. I take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. Bring you greetings from my husband as well. And we welcome Sister May back from Nigeria. Hallelujah. Let's put those hands together before the Lord our God. Amen. Joshua chapter 20, cities of refuge. 9 verses I'll read. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he has not flee unto one of those cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own home, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kijab Taba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side, Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Beza in the wilderness, upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourned among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Brethren, this is one of the scriptures that you may find difficult to understand, but please follow the Spirit of the Lord as he unveils the hidden treasure in this scripture. The book of Joshua is a picture or a story, history of the children of Israel. After Moses, the first leader they knew, died, and God had not finished his business of taking them from captivity into the promised land. And God allowed the book of Joshua to be compiled so that we can see how God does not fail in his promise. Amen. And in the chapter 1 of Joshua, you come across the God, because the book of Joshua tells us about God and tells us about his people and also his plan. In Joshua chapter 1, you come across the God who encourages the person he appoints. He was saying to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Have you been appointed into a role? Be it in your calling, be it in your career. Have you been given an assignment that appears very demanding? Have you been given a task that you think, I have never done this before? I don't even have a clue as to how to handle it. The God that was with Joshua is also with you. Amen. Be it in your career, be it in your calling, be it in your marriage, wherever God has called you to, if he appointed you, he will support you. Hallelujah. Amen. In Joshua chapter 2, we see the God who goes before his people. The God who goes before his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We are going into the year 2018, and my God has gone ahead. He has gone ahead. He has gone ahead. Hallelujah. Because when they went to the spies, when they met Rahab, and she was describing to them how God has already introduced himself even before they met his people, how God has already been heard of, the one who has brought you these 10 months. He's already in November for you. He's prepared December for you. 2018 already has his presence. Hallelujah. And if the people who are holy won't hear it, prostitutes can't miss it. Why? Because God will reveal himself to whoever he wants to reveal himself to. He will reveal himself to the people whose hearts are ready. I pray that your revelation of God's presence will increase in Jesus' name. In Joshua chapter 3, we see God take people over the flooding Jordan. Many of us have been through many troubles already in the year 2017. The waters welled up, they came down. They welled up, they came down. But God said, go through this Jordan and pick memorial stones. Every day, by the mercy of God, that you give testimonies, I've been recording. And every time I go back and I say, yes, that happened in February. Yes, she said that in April. It encourages me. Because the God who said, go through, is also going to carry you through. Yeah. No matter the floods that are already, the Bible says Jordan was overflowing his banks. I know you know what it means when there is a flood. But when God tells you to go through, the God of heaven will carry you through. And they pick their memorial stones. I hope and I trust God that you're already picking. You already have them named, as we were encouraged to thank God for the months that have gone by. Amen. You see God in chapter 5 asking the people to prepare for the new land he's giving them. Say, circumcise yourself the second time. Because some of the people that came after the first circumcision had not been circumcised. He made them to settle in Gilgal. I tell you that even as we are going into the new year, don't rush. Because we are going into the anoint the shield session. And that's our Gilgal, where we are cut off from the things that can be a barrier to us possessing. God settled them down, and he asked them to cut themselves. And I pray by the mercy of God that you will agree with God that you need that circumcision in the name of Jesus. Also in that chapter 5, as they fulfilled the plan of the God of God, Jericho went to spy where they were going to take. As also through the anointed shield, we'll be looking into 2018 with the prophetic eyes, with prophetic ears. And Joshua met this man who was standing, captain of the Lord. And Joshua thought, asked him, are you for us or are you for them? He said, no, I'm for the people who follow God. I believe God by the mercy of God. That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will be the people that will have the army of God supporting us. In Jesus' name. Then you go to chapter 6 to 12. You see the nation conquering. But one thing that I want you to know is that it was supposed to be an inheritance. You don't have to fight for an inheritance. You just walk into an inheritance. But God positioned them to have to fight for their inheritance. Please don't be a believer that folds your arms. And don't let anyone tell you stories that counter what God has said. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what happened in your father's house. I don't care what happened in your mother's life. I don't even care where you are right now. One thing I know is that if you believe that God has given it to you, hallelujah, if you believe that your name is on that parcel, you won't allow the postman to pass you by. It was supposed to be an inheritance. From chapter 6 to 12, I believe even to chapter 15, you have the word inheritance appearing in 59 places, and yet they are fighting for it. And yet they are saying no. Even when they sinned and they couldn't conquer, God said, go and make right yourself and go back and fight. It's an inheritance. But you don't fold your hands to step into this inheritance. I pray by the mercy of the living God that everything that is remaining for you to have in the year 2017, you will not fold your arms. Yeah. You will walk with God to receive that which belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Because even as at, in spite of all the many words, when they go to chapter 13, God said to Joshua, there are still more land to be conquered. Now, November is here, but there are still more victories to be won. Amen. November is here, but there are still more possessions to be had. There are still more work to be done in the kingdom. Read verse 1 of Joshua 13. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Age is not an excuse. Hallelujah. God's doctor said, Joshua, you are old. God said, Joshua, you are old. But there's still land to be possessed. If you want, you can take biology clock and say, I'm not doing again. But God said, in spite of what I know, you are the one for this assignment. Brethren, God brought you into 2017 to establish you beyond what your biological clock is saying. If it needs to renew you, it must renew you. But you've got to agree with him that you are not drawing the curtains of 2017. That you are saying to November, there is still land to be conquered. You're saying to December, I still have territories to take. And you are pursuing and processing that in the name of Jesus. And then from chapter 13, they began to distribute the land. And they gave land, and some people had not got about 7 tribes. They went and they got. But you know what? What is so fascinating about Joshua is that God did not stop doing what he has promised. And he's also the God of history. Because he allowed it to be written. If you go into the archives of Israel, everything is still written there. Because God wants us to look into history in order to walk with him in prophecy. Hallelujah. God showed them that he is able. But let's come to the cities of refuge. 12 tribes of Israel. And God said, every tribe can have a territory except the Levite, the tribe called the Levites. Because they were his priests. You can imagine God is distributing the whole of England. And he says, okay, Reuben, you take London and all its environs. Simeon, you take Birmingham. And he gives by territory. And it then puts the Levites, let's say it puts them in hall. And no other tribe is allowed to lead worship. No other tribe is permitted to lift the banner or the ark of God. And let's say the Levites were far off in hall. It means if you need prayers in London, you've got to travel to hall. So God said, don't give them territories. Give them cities. And their cities were dotted all around the territory so that there was always God's presence in the territory. I believe God that in the mercy of God, his presence is with all of us. In the name of Jesus, his presence, the representatives of Christ, of God, they were dotted all around the territories, 48. And he said, out of these 48 I've given you, give me 6 as cities of refuge. So that if someone, because the highest crime you could commit then was murder. Because there was no criminal law, it was a civil law. Which means that she's using an eye for an eye, a tooth. You take my eye if I can gouge yours out. And nobody, and it made sure that the law, the revenge and the sin, they match. So you cannot, I can't take your eye and you want my ear. No, you have to target the eye. You understand me? That was a civil law. But if someone was killed, of course they can't avenge themselves. So the next of kin was called the avenger of blood. Do you understand me? If you didn't kill me, if it's just my eye you take, I take your eye. Yes? And I won't stop until I take it. You take my ear, I take your ear. But if you have killed me, I can't avenge myself. So there is someone called the avenger of blood in each family. And that avenger of blood must pursue the slayer until they kill the person back. Because the person that was killed can't avenge themselves. And that avenger of blood is what you now call the next of kin. That's what a next of kin is. That is, if anything happens to me, I authorize you to fight on my behalf. And the avenger of blood must look for the slayer. Now, if two people were walking, accidentally swinging an axe, and the axe flies off and kills the other person. Of course, the person didn't have the intention to kill. There was no wrath. There was nothing. It was just an accident. So God provided cities of refuge that if in your heart you knew it was not intended, you did not intend to kill, it was an accident, as fast as you can run, run to the city of refuge. That was the only way that God's justice and mercy could sit side by side. Otherwise, people would have been retaliating. And innocent people would have died. But do you know that the ability to be saved was in the hand of the person who did not intend to kill? You are the one that must run to the city of refuge. And God, Deuteronomy 19, verses 1 to 3. Let's see what God did. Because three things I want us to look at in this text. I believe in the course of the month, the Lord will open our eyes. In this chapter, you see that God provided a place. God provided a process. And God provided a picture. And the Lord will help us in the time that I have. Deuteronomy 19, verses 1 to 3. If anyone has found it, please read.
Deuteronomy 19, 1 to 3. Says, when the Lord your God destroys the nations whose land he's given you, you will take over their land and settle in their towns and homes. Then you must set apart 3 cities of refuge in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Survey the territory and divide the land the Lord your God is giving you into 3 districts, with 1 of these cities in each district. Then anyone who has killed someone can flee to one of the cities of refuge for safety.
Thank you. Another translation of Deuteronomy 19, verse 3. You will prepare you a way. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What I want to emphasize is the preparation of the way. In all, Israel was a mountainous country. Amen. And it would have been difficult to run if that land was not prepared. Amen. So the land had to be made wide and smooth so that anyone that is running will not fall and say, it was the stone that made me to fall. I'm still innocent. No one will fall and say, oh, it was because there was wood on the... So all the Levites had to make sure that the path to the city of refuge was kept clear so that no one will die innocently. Everyone that was innocent needed to run into the city of refuge. And when they get to the entrance, they will be interviewed. You will tell your story. And if the elders of the city found that truly you did not intend to kill, they give you a place to come and stay in the city of refuge. And you are allowed to stay with the Levites who are living there until the high priest dies. If it pleases you and you say, oh, this city of refuge is not like my home, and you are going, the avenger of the blood is still waiting. Hallelujah. The avenger of the blood will still be waiting. If anyone left that city of refuge while the high priest was living. But when the high priest dies, the slayer can go and be free. So one of the commentators said that if a slayer was in a city, the mother of the high priest would befriend the slayer so that the slayer is not desiring the death of the high priest. That's just by their side. So the mother of the high priest, knowing that the life of the high priest is hanging on the freedom of the slayer, will befriend the slayer, make the slayer more comfortable, may give clothes, give food, like adopt. That's why we are called adopted children of God. Hello? We're still going. We're on a journey. I pray the Lord, say, God, open my eyes. Because the avenger of blood is far from you by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The mother of the high priest will begin to nurse so that the person who the slayer will feel comfortable, will actually feel at rest, will not be desiring to go back home. Are you with me? So that he's not desiring the death of the high priest. So there was something about it. Also, the person that slew someone and is now in the city now mingles with Levites, and they'll be teaching the person the law of God. They'll be pouring the love of God into that person. That person becomes more educated in the ways of God, becomes part and parcel of the priesthood, serving and seeing how God is being served. You see, God can redeem anyone. If we choose Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, he says, for we have fled. Let someone read it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Oh, God, help me by your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Hebrews 6:18, it said, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, he who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. We have fled for refuge. The slayer is now holding on to the hope that for as long as I don't break this law, avenger of blood cannot attack me. And I believe, God, that because I've been found innocent, that the family I left behind, God is looking after them.
Amen.
I believe, God, that when it is time for me to have freedom and my jubilee is being celebrated, I will come back. There is hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? In that provision, that person hasn't just run not to be reconciled back to their family, but we are also waiting in hope that there will be a time when I will see Abraham and I will run. I will say, Abraham, your story helped me to run my race. Oh, I will say, Daniel, thank you for shunning Nebuchadnezzar. For when I read your story, I was able to stand firm, even in my own fairy furnace. I will run to Sarah and say, Sarah, thank you for helping me to know that I will also laugh. When we are hoping, there is hope. Our hope is continuous. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the city of refuge, a place of safety. The process is that there had to be investigation. There will be a trial. Can you imagine a fugitive who has made it to the city of refuge and then to be judged and said, sorry, you don't qualify to come in. Go back. Can you imagine? Fleeing, running, and then you get to the entrance. Please let the Holy Spirit open your eyes. This is where we are going in eternity. Can you imagine? I've done everything in the church. I have served. I've been an usher. I've swept the church. I've led the women. I have helped the men. I have given my tithe. And you get to the gate and they say, sorry, you don't qualify to come in. Go back. Avenger of the blood is still waiting just for that decision to be made. I pray by the mercy of God that we will pass through the gates of salvation in Jesus' name. In Christ Jesus, we come knowing that we are guilty. The city of refuge was made for people who were not guilty. But you know, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is it not amazing that it was on the cross that Jesus declared me innocent? So that I can run to the city of refuge. Say, Father, forgive her, for she knows not what she is doing. He declared me a person that can run to the city of refuge before the Father, even before I was born. He placed the plea of innocence on your behalf. He placed it on your life. He placed it on your life. He placed it on your children's life. He placed the plea of innocence. So that whenever you come to terms and you realize that, look, I cannot live by myself. I'm running into the city of refuge. Innocence is already waiting for you. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. A globally known innocence. But we still have to run. Say, you have to run. Say to somebody, you have to run. That's why you cannot take your salvation for granted. He has declared you and I innocent. But that race, we must run it. I'm running a race to meet my Redeemer. I'm running a race to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly race to meet my Redeemer. I tell you, the cities were appointed, they were named. If someone now says, oh, Hebron is too far, let me just camp at Gilgal. The avenger of blood will kill. Oh, Hebron is still 10 miles away. I will just branch at Shechem. No protection. And that is why the Bible says there is no other name given among men by which we can be saved except the name of Jesus. That's the picture God was giving them. There are many cities, but I've chosen only six for refuge. There are many names under the earth, but I've only chosen one by which men shall be saved. If it works, then it is still working. Amen. If only six cities was enough to save the nation, and the innocent one, I tell you, if Jesus is the only name given, you cannot bring another name by his side and say God must accept it. For there is no other name given among men by which we can be saved except the name of Jesus. They were appointed cities. The road was accessible and it was cared for. It was signposted. God wanted it to be easy for fugitives to know. How do you, please help me to put the lyrics. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. We're singing it. Adia, please help us. We haven't finished the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The names were appointed. No, you will get it. Come on the keyboard, son. Hallelujah. The cities were appointed. Now, in those days, and I'll tell you the meaning of those names by the grace of God if we have the time. But you know, God has given us a name, and it has to be sweet. It's not complicated. If the name we were given was Methuselah, Meshalaka. Do you know the names in the Bible? Hello? Which one? There's a name. Meshalaka Bosoka. It's not that. What other name? But Jesus.
Let's rise up.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Jesus his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Avenger of blood. Amen. On the cross, there was a change. After he pleaded innocence for all humanity, especially for those that will come to him, he switched and became a kinsman redeemer. The word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And so because of that switch of the cross, the city of refuge where investigation and trial used to take place has become a place of welcome. Amen. If you can settle the issue of salvation on this earth, that gate is not a gate where they're going to turn you, because you won't even get there if the plea of innocence hasn't worked on your behalf. All you receive is welcome, not interrogation. And because of the plea of Jesus Christ, every accusation of Satan can be crushed by believers. Every accusation. If he rises up and says, your great, 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 great grandfather was worshiping me, you say, the blood of Jesus avenges me. Oh, your grandmother was worshiping in a shrine and she committed murder. She killed innocent children. The blood of Jesus avenges me. The blood of Jesus continually pleads innocence. But we come to the blood This is what we do. We come to the blood, we confess to the blood and say, I did it. You know, we love to say the sins that are committed knowingly and unknowingly. The truth is that, yes, there are some that are unknown, but the ones that are known are more than the unknown. So you need to go to the blood and tell the blood what you are guilty of. And then the blood washes you and presents you innocent before the Father. That transaction is the easiest. That transaction is the easiest. But the fact is that you've got to confess your sin. I spoke rashly to Brother A. I was rude to Sister B. I undermined Brother A. I did this to my husband. I spoke rudely to my wife. I did not treat my children well. You speak to the blood, not to the accuser. You speak to the blood, and the blood washes your heart, washes you, because you are ready to be turned around, and the blood faces the accuser. And all you have to say to the accuser is, by the blood of Jesus, I am avenged. I pray and plead that all of us will have a heart, a contrite heart, that will go to the blood and confess our sins. And we will also appropriate the forgiveness and innocence that Jesus has given to us. In Christ Jesus, unlike the cities of refuge, we come knowing that we are guilty. And it is only those who confess their guilt and throw themselves at his mercy that are saved. In the city of refuge, the fugitive could not leave the city until the high priest dies. But the high priest we have never dies. Amen. So we are always in the city of refuge. We are always, somebody read Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 to 25. I think we'll have to look at the names of the cities another day, or you can actually do it as an homework. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7, 24 to 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
Hebrews 7, 24 to 25, NLT says, but because Jesus lives forever,
hallelujah,
his priesthood lasts forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Therefore, he is able
once
and forever,
forever
to save those who come to God, hallelujah, through him. He lives forever,
hallelujah,
to intercede with God on their behalf, on our behalf.
Amen. Praise the Lord. His priesthood is eternal. That's what we'll be looking at in December. But have a glimpse of it. Have a glimpse of it. That is not a touch and go intercession. It's not a touch and go freedom. You don't have to be listening to the news. Has the high priest died so that I can pack my bag and go home? This high priest ain't dying. He lives forevermore. And in him you have liberty. Because his blood avenges even the avenger of blood. In the name of Jesus. And the beauty of it is that both the citizens and strangers can come in. Jews and Gentiles, slaves or free, male or female, rich or poor, young or old, anyone can come to him. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God gave the children of Israel, and he allowed it to be written, a place of refuge. Named. That's why you cannot agree with anyone that says, is Jesus the only one that was saved? In those days, if anyone went to any of those cities, it's at risk. It's actually avenger of blood will kill. It is historical. Amen? So people will say, after all, there are this, there are that, and the that, and the that. I say, well, there is only one name given among men. In the Old Testament, it works. Only six cities. If you go to another city, you're on your own. And God has said, in this new dispensation, only the name of Jesus. Are you still holding on to little gods? Thinking that if Jesus doesn't answer you, you will use one charm somewhere. You are in a state of failure. Come out of it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And focus on him who is the eternal refuge. Amen. He's accessible. He said, call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you.
The Bible says no one that comes to God will be cast. Hallelujah. Because of the cross. Anyone that comes to him will be saved. It doesn't matter what you did last night. It's just your readiness to start living in him today that makes the difference. Why hesitate? Have you fled for refuge? Overnight, I had a dream. Was in the royal palace. The picture, you know, what dreams are like by the mercy of God. The picture of the person I thought was before me was the queen. And she had this special book. And I think she was signing. And then I was just observing. Another person was asking, don't sign out the land yet. And she replied, oh, we're having a guest. He's coming. She mentioned the time. I don't remember. I didn't register. She said, he's coming. He has already bought the land. I only need to sign it to him. And then I heard myself say, I am glad we have already been bought by Jesus. Just overnight. I said, I am glad. Nobody's coming to buy us. We will not be sold into slavery. Rise up to your feet. We will not be sold into slavery. We will not be mortgaged in this arrangement. I said, I am glad we have already been bought by Jesus. Have you been bought by Jesus? Have you been bought by Jesus? Are you in this refuge? You are not a commercial entity. You are a spiritual entity. Have you agreed that Jesus is enough for you? Have you confessed your sin to the blood? Have you gone to the cross for forgiveness? Oh, Father, have mercy on me. Jehovah, have mercy on me. Have you cried out for mercy? Have you run to the refuge? Oh, Riaba Sotoria. Yekederia Masanda. Do you know that this land may be sold, but you have already been bought? You are not for sale. Reda Katoria Mashandaria. Regederia Masandaria. I want to pray for three groups of people. Amen. Three groups of people. If you know you have just been by the city, but not in the city of refuge, don't dilly-dally. Ask God to forgive you of your sin. You know, it was the person who will judge his own motive. It wasn't that the priest would say, oh, you killed the person. No, if you know in your heart that there is guilt, agree with God that you need the innocence that Jesus declared. You don't want to be going about with a bag of guilt on your shoulder. You want to go knowing that you have been declared innocent, but confess your sin to the blood of Jesus. Ask him, the Savior, your kinsman redeemer, to forgive you your sin. Don't play church, because the name of the church is not part of the city of refuge. It does not matter how many people are attending that church. No church is named a city of refuge. Only the name of Jesus. It does not matter the miracles that are happening in that church. No church is designated a city of refuge. Only the name of Jesus. He said, if you are two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst as their city of refuge. I want you to take seriously the salvation of your soul. You know, when Cain killed Abel, Cain said to God, now everyone will want to kill me. That was what he said. He said, everywhere I go, people will want to kill me because of the sin of murder. The avenger of blood in you will be after him. He said, God, put a mark on me. And God did. God is merciful. Cain did. Even a thunder should just have struck him dead. But he ran and said, put a mark on me. This is what salvation does. Salvation puts a mark on you that the avenger of blood cannot pass and kill. I want you to ask God for forgiveness of sin and to declare you innocent. You want to experience the innocence that Jesus pleaded on the cross of Calvary. Don't let the enemy rob you of this innocence, but confess your sin to God and ask him to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, God did not ask any priest to go and point to people and say, you sin. Even before then, people will be bringing their own bull. Everyone will judge themselves. And they will bring, whether you thought you needed a dove, you will bring the dove. Everyone was making that decision. What fountain? Don't play with that decision. Let the blood of Jesus purge you of your sin and to declare you innocent in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here who said, Lord, forgive me? Save my soul. Maybe you've backslidden in thought, or you are backslidden in words or in action. Ask God for mercy. He will pardon. Our sister read it, that from 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sin, he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from every unrighteousness. I pray that God will bring conviction of sin and not condemnation for sin into this house in Jesus' name. The other aspect of the city of refuge, it also provided a cooling off period between the incident and the judgment. For as long as the slayer was running and the avenger was behind, actually it gives the slayer the opportunity to process the whole incident that happened, and also gives the avenger the opportunity to process, do I really want to kill? Do I really want to do this? God have mercy. But as I was praying this morning, I felt the Lord was saying that many of us need a cool-off period. We have been in tension, maybe with our father, our mother, our husband, or wife, and tension is rising. But you need a cool-off period. You need to reprocess what you are fighting about. You need to reprocess what you are arguing about. You need to reprocess what you are bitter about. You need to reprocess what you are resenting. You need to God is giving us this privilege to process. This month, you need to make peace with your past by making reconciliation where necessary. But who is it that you are fighting with? It's not worth it. Forgive and let them know that they have been forgiven. You need to cool off and not attract the vengeance of God upon yourself. If you are in a place of hardness of heart, you need God to ask to help you, and ask him to help you this afternoon, that argument will not deny you the peace of God. Tell God you are ready to go and make peace with all men. The Bible says, follow after holiness and peace with all men. I want you to ask God for that grace. It doesn't matter what they did. If God forgave you your sin, he requires of you to forgive another person. Thank you, Jesus. The third group of people, you are in an asylum situation, you're seeking, you just want the grace, you want to be helped to remain. The Lord was speaking expressly about that the refuge was not a jail, it was a safe house. And you are at the gate, you have a caseworker, you are asking, I want to go in, and he's saying, no, you can't. Today, God will break that in the name of Jesus. You are at the gate saying, I need to stay here. I have been parading around for many years. I need access. I need to be settled. The God who built the city of refuge will make this nation a nation of refuge for you. Every argument against your innocence, every argument against your case, the God of heaven will arise on your behalf. The Most High God will speak on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God of heaven will not allow this burden to enter into 2018. By the Spirit of Liberty, we declare the Spirit of Liberty. every argument cease in the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, let there be liberty. Everyone who is at the gate politically, everyone that's at the gate economically, everyone that's at the gate emotionally, God, we plead and pray the blood of Jesus that there will be a grant, oh God, Lord, to abide and to abound, and a place will be assigned. Lord, you did it for those in the Old Testament. You are our refuge. Help us, Father. Demolish arguments on our behalf. Let the barriers be broken. Let mercy speak and let grace stand. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402-108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.